Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3. The game, it is opening day in the National Hockey League. And the very first game in the National Hockey League will be the Nashville Predators taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning, starting at 3:30 with pregame and then 4:30 puck drop. Pete Weber and our next guest, Hal Gill, will be on the call. Skillsy, it's finally here. How excited are you?
You can't be happier. You know, we're on the road, starting off the road. That's the way you should do it, right? Get into it. I'm just excited to see these guys. As much fun as I'm having on the road, these guys have a lot to prove. There's a good mix of veterans that want to show what they can do and young guys that are just, you know, so excited to get out on the ice and start this NHL season. So it should be fun.
Yeah, I think
it's energy. There's a good energy out here.
I think there's a different energy. Like when I've been around, you know, whether it's Andrew Brunette or Barry Trotz or the players or something, I feel like there is a difference in the air. But what do you think of, you kind of touched on it there, but the mix of this opening night roster, and I think we all know that you're going to see, even though there are some guys that got assigned to Milwaukee, you're going to see them at points throughout the year with this big club. But as you mentioned, there's a mix of young guys and some veterans that Barry Trotz has brought in to kind of help change the culture back to that Predator way that you know so well.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny talking to Bruno. All these players have talked about the new system and how, you know, they have to adjust to it and everyone's got to be dialed in. And Brunette was pretty honest with me and with the media saying, you know, we're not quite there yet, but we're working on it. And, you know, you want a coach that says, hey, we're ready to go. But I think and to be realistic, you have to trial under fire. You know, you have to get out there and play in real meaningful games that you can challenge yourself. And his whole thing is he wants to play with the puck. And if they don't have the puck, they want to be quick to get it back. And I think that takes just that mindset. You know, they're not going to go out there and lock it down, defend the way the Predators teams have in the past. You know, there's the old Predator way that was like, hey, we're going to be really hard to play against. I think this team is going to be hard to play against, but in a faster way. They're going to be aggressive. They're not going to stand back. And I think he's trying to get everyone to start clicking. If you're going to be aggressive, you got to be aggressive together. And I think that's his challenge. And I think that's what a lot of these young guys are going to have to learn, and the older guys are going to have to adapt to.
The Predators claimed Samuel Fagimo off waivers from L.A. last week. He scores in his preseason debut. I know that Brunette talked about him, Trotz talked about him and what he brought. Do you feel like that was a guy that they saw enough that he clearly made the opening night roster, but maybe he took a spot because we saw Gurianov get sent to the AHL. But what did you think about him coming in last minute and getting a spot on this opening night roster?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because Gurianov, I thought, you know, the player he was, the player we saw, is a guy that could help the team. And it didn't work out. They didn't like the way he was doing things. And Fagimo, from what I saw, the highlight reel of him sniping with that right shot off to the side, every play was that same play, but being aggressive and firing that puck. And I think this team and, you know, everyone around the NHL is looking at the Preds saying, okay, where are their goals coming from? Where are they going to get goals from? They have some good defensemen. They have a great goaltender. They have Philip Forsberg. Can he come around and light it up and can these young guys start to contribute on the score sheet? And so I think the intrigue of Fagimo and his shot, it was enough to get him the spot.
We're talking to Hal Gill, Predators analyst. You can hear him and Pete Weber tonight on the call, or this afternoon on the call, as the Preds open their season against Tampa Bay.
Hal, it's the first game for the new coach. What do you think his message is tonight, talking to the players? And what do you think he's going through today as well? Because, you know, coming back, this is his first really big, great opportunity. What's kind of his mindset going into today's game?
Yeah, you know what? Again, going back to the aura, I think there's a lot of coaches that would probably – say, no, I'm very comfortable. This is what I was born to do. And I've got everything all lined up and I know exactly how this is going to happen. And this is how my team is going to play for me. I think he's not that guy. He doesn't have that arrogance about him. He's got a quiet confidence and he says, you know, I know what we're working towards, and this is another step of us to work towards that. And I think he is excited about it. You know, he's feeling the nerves, but I think it's a good nerves. And I think it's an excitement that he seems like a kid who just wants to get out there and play. You know, he's excited about the whole thing and wants to get it started. And I don't think he's looking at the end game as we need to get the win tonight. I think he's looking at we need this team to build the way they're supposed to go, and then the wins will take care of themselves.
I know, you know, Roman Josi being the captain of this team, but what player are you looking forward to kind of not have a breakout year, but kind of step up in a leadership role, a production role, and everything that goes into making a great player?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of guys I'm excited to see. You know, I think Ryan O'Reilly coming in is obviously a guy that, you know, has that winning pedigree, and I am excited to see how he conducts himself on a team, a new team, and flexes that leadership. I think he's going to be a big part of this team, not just leadership-wise, but also on the power play, moving, you know, getting guys to play the right way, getting our young guys to play the right way. And then I'll add in that, you know, I'm Tommy Novak. I'm staring at him. I'm watching him. Cody Glass, I'm following what Ryan O'Reilly is doing. And so I think those are two guys. There's a long list of guys that we're expecting big things from. And but I, you know, I look at Novak and I feel like he's been real strong. Like, you know, we knew that he was shifty and fast and could make plays. He looks stronger than he did last year, and I'm excited to see how that translates into the game. Geez, you want to go up and down the list with all the guys? How excited are we to see Parson in play? I like, you know, he was playing so well last year, got injured. Now he's back in the lineup. It looks like he's going to be on that top line with O'Reilly and Forsberg. That's going to be a lot of fun to see. I love watching him play, so there's another guy. But really the exciting part about this is you can go up and down the lineup and say, I want to see something big from this, and you can expect to see at least some of these guys come out and have big years.
Well, I'll ask you, Hal, about a guy specifically that you know very well in Luke Shen, and I've been curious to see where he's going to slide into the defensive pairings. He's played with Josi some. I kind of like that you have Josi that can do so much with the offensive side and then Luke Shen kind of being that stay-at-home guy. But what is he going to bring to this defense core?
Yeah, it's funny. If you go through Luke Shen's career, you know, he started off in Toronto, a high draft pick, and he was playing really great hockey. He was a young kid just running and gunning. And, you know, the expectations went through the roof for him. He took a step back and, you know, he had a hard time living up to those expectations. But now, in his old age, not that he's old, but he's a veteran now, he's realized what he needs to do to help a team win. And he's been successful at it. He's tough. He throws lefts, and if someone doesn't know that he throws lefts, they're going to find out quick, because when he throws them hard, and they usually land. So, you know, he's a guy that'll fight, he'll battle, he hits everything that moves. So I think he's going to be a welcome addition on the back end. The question is going to be, you know, is he playing with Josi? Do they move him up and down the lineup? You know, I don't know how many minutes he's going to want to handle on a regular basis. I know he can play big minutes if he has to, but I don't think Brunette would want to hold him over the barrel and make him play 22 minutes a night repeatedly. But I think he's going to be that guy that can play your 18, 20 minutes, play really hard, physical, and kill penalties. I think just his presence on the ice is going to make everyone around him better.
Hal, here's a kind of a different question for you. Tonight, a lot of dreams are going to be realized. A lot of tears going to be shed by parents who see their kids make it into the National Hockey League. Tell me about your first game for the Bruins when you made the ice for the first time.
A little different story for me. I think my parents were probably crying because they knew that would be my last game. Because I went out there against Vancouver, and I almost scored on my own goal trying to rim it around the boards. I had two shifts, and I never saw the ice again, and I got sent down after that. So a very exciting experience for me. I the story ended up better because I went down to Providence and played four games down there, got my feet under me, got a little bit of confidence. And when I got the call back up because of an injury, I never let that spot go. And I found my game and got rid of the jitters. So I will tell you, There's a lot of jitters that are going to be running through guys' hands and feet. They just got to work through them and go play.
Beautiful. Well, Hal, it's going to be fun. I'm looking.
You want a like really happy, fun story?
No, I want the honest. I want the truth. I want the truth, Hal. Well,
I know you're.
You can't handle the truth.
I know your first game where you didn't play, but I know that story because that's a funny one that makes me laugh.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you don't play. You know,
Hal.
Part of the NHL.
I appreciate it as always. Looking forward to it. We'll be listening to you and Pete coming up in just a few hours.
Pete and I are ready. We're going to go bang out some lunch, get a good pregame nap, and it's business as usual. We're going to be at mid-season form, I tell you that.
I believe it. We'll be listening. Thanks, bud.
Cheers, guys.
See ya. Hal Gill going to join us every Tuesday at 10. Get his thoughts on all things Predators. And, again, pregame coverage at 3:30 today with Max Herz. Pete and Hal on the call around 4:30 with the puck drop. Coming up next, usually he's on Wednesdays, but we're going to talk to John McClain from Houston. We'll get his thoughts on the NFL. That's next, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.